KCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet, this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, we do have Shelby Hamfest coming up, and it's August already, and the Shelby Hamfest is at the end of August, and that'll be August 29th and 30th down there in Cleveland County. And in Shelby, North Carolina. So I'll have more details about that, but put that on your calendar. And let's see. All right, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RadChu portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then EchoLink, then the RF section. With our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. KF4CKT, John in Honeypath, South Carolina. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Then K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. We'd like to welcome AA4GH, that's Gus, in Newland, North Carolina. And then KG4PFI Don, along with Linda, KG4QLQ, they're in Piedmont. And then KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Malden, South Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. Welcome KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Then W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Then KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. And last for our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KQ4MSD, that's David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. Check in with EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome John, KN4RJN, over there in Brown Summit. Let's see, thanks for checking in tonight, and we'll be back to you for some comments. All right, that's it for the EchoLink stations. Now we're moving over to the RF section, and tonight being Monday, we start off with the Echo Through Hotel. So the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
For JKV. Check in, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZ, and Harry and Kevin. I'll be negative, negative tonight, Duncan, and thanks.
KC4GEE. It's Kilo Charlie 4, Golf. Echo, Echo. The name is Ken. Location, more south.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear you again on the radio today, Harry. Thanks for checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4 Golf Echo Echo. That is Ken in Moore, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ken. Any of the stations echo through hotel. Call KO4JKV. Move on to India through Lima, I through L. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this is where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
For JKV. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
JKV, please check in. KE4, IR, Steve. I'm in the Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4, JKV, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4 JFO. That's James in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4 JBQ. That's Larry. And he brings along Miss Donna. KC4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. They're down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Larry. Next, we'd like to welcome KE4 India Romeo. That's Steve in Inman, South Carolina. Good to get you in the log tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations? India through Lima. Call KO4JKV. This is to Mike through Papa. M through P. Call KO4JKV.
JV. Please check in. WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenwood County, me name and native, 73, it's you and all the net.
4JKV, Duncan, please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and we're both in Piedmont. Both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's with Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome WG4MC, that's Matt, down there in Western Greenville County. Good to hear you tonight, Matt. Then we'd like to welcome Lorena, KK4ONO. And she brings along her husband, Rick, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter, Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, down there in West Shoals. And thanks for checking everybody in, Lorena. Any other stations, Mike through Papa. Call KO4JKV. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That brings us to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Quebec, Yankee, India, KM4 QYI. My name is Milt. I'm in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. But I would like a signal report. I installed a new J-pole on some PVC pipe in the rain yesterday, and I'd like to get a signal report. Thank you.
4JKV. Hey Duncan, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative in name.
For JKV. Duncan, I think I got your name right. Please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray, that is W4SBX. Name here is Brad, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for running that.
QB. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, KK4, SMV, Dale, and Ellenboro. I'll be negative, but thanks for calling the net. Duncan.
Kilo 4, JKV, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KM4QYI. That's Milt down there in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. And your signal sounds good. See, the audio's a little muffly. Maybe you're up on the microphone or something. But there's no static in the signal all the way across the meter there. So nice, strong signal. And good to get you in the log. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Chris in Liberty. Good to get you in the log tonight, Chris. Then we'd like to welcome W4SBX. That's Brad down there in Simpsonville. And, yep, you got the name right. Duncan, kind of like Duncan Yo-Yo, Duncan Donuts, Duncan Hines Deluxe 2. I've heard it all, but you got it. Good to get you in the log tonight, Brad. Then we'd like to welcome KK4SMV, that is Dale, in Ellenboro, South Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Dale. Good signal on you, too. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV. Means one thing, that's uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KO4JKV.
JKV, thank you for calling the net. And hello to everyone else. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
JKV. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
JKV. And everybody on the net, could you please check in? Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, that's KQ4YOO, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Kilo 4, JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome N4ZLK, that's Shane down there in Cleveland, South Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Shane. Next, we'd like to welcome KQ4, Yankee Quebec India, that's Jose in Taylor, South Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Jose. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4YOO. That's Trent in Honeypath, South Carolina. Good to get you in the log tonight, Trent. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV. Takes us to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Check in Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KR4ACR. That is Terry and Moore, South Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Terry. Hope you're doing well. All right, let's open it up all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Thank you, the hotel. Marshall over here in Polk County, North Carolina.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JKV, please check in KQ4ZYL, Ron and Penrose, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to everybody.
JKV, check in Kilo Mike 4, Golf, Quebec Romeo, Grant and Powdersville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV. Check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Echo, Echo. That's Greg in Hendersonville. I am mobile. I am negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net.
4, Echo, Delta, Whiskey. Ed in Brevard. No traffic. I'm monitoring.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now's a good group for all the way through the alphabet. I guess people are making it home or en route to their home QTHs from the meeting there. First, we'd like to welcome W4MKH. That's Marshall in Polk County. Thanks for checking in tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That is Dave in Greer, our net control manager. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4ZYL. That's Ron in Penrose. Good to hear you tonight from Penrose. To welcome KM4GQR. That is Grant in Powdersville. Good to hear you tonight, Grant. Then we'd like to welcome KR4ECHO. That's Greg in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Greg. And then last on that pass-through, we'd like to welcome N4EDW. That's Ed in Brevard, North Carolina. Always good to hear you, Ed. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela, Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
The 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome K4XB. That's Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Good to hear you tonight, Tommy, and thanks for checking everybody in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the RAG 2s. Tonight we have one on the list, and that's our buddy John. KN4RJN, how are you doing tonight, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. I'm doing good. Duncan, what's going on in your world?
Well, I guess everybody in the sound of my voice realizes the temperature is a lot cooler. It's been drizzly with rain, and so when I put my Meadman tent outside, I had to kind of put some packing tape around the connections, just kind of keep a little rain off of it. It's only going to be out there for an hour or two. But this colder temperatures, it kind of feels like I got a cold, so I had to take a zinc lozenger, and hopefully if there's a cold coming on, that nips it in the bud. But how are you doing, over?
This is KN4RJN. I'm doing good. Yeah, it has, you know, gotten considerably cooler. You know, when it drops down into the 70s and you think, man, I got to put on a sweater, you know, it's been way too hot. But, yeah, it was down into the 60s this morning when I took the dog out. So it's like, yeah. I had to check the calendar. This is August, right? Yeah, just like, nothing. I tell you what. But the rain and the drizzle that you've got is headed our way. We'll get it here either tonight or tomorrow. But anyway, let me tell you what's going on with radio. We got about a 40% chance of a mild to moderate blackout over the next 3 days, and about a 10% chance of anything, you know, worse than that. There were some observed blackouts over the past 24 hours. The largest was 13:57, so almost 2 o'clock UTC, which would have made it about 10 in the morning. So that only occurs on the on the daylight side. So you might have had a bit of an issue, and it looks like it's going to be a little bit, you know, noisy through the rest of the week. But other than that, meteor showers coming up. Let me break for just a second. This is KN4RJN, the Perseids. Last year the moon was out of the way, so it was really nice. This year it's not quite not quite so. But anyway, it will max on it's active from July 17th through August 24th, but it will max out on August the 12th, sometime after dawn, around 9:15 Eastern time, 6:15 Pacific time. So your best chance is go out a few hours before dawn, and the moon will still be high in the south and southwest, so look towards the east and northeast, and you might be able to catch some. The zenith hourly rate on this is actually, you know, 100. The parent object is the Swift Tuttle comet. Excuse me. They are of medium brightness and medium speed. So, a few hours before dawn, look towards the south and southwest. You might be able to catch a few. The moon is going to be high in the sky, but hopefully, looking looking east and northeast, you might be able to catch a few of them if you want to get up that early. Back to you, sir.
For RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that's good information to know. I wrote down that there's a 40% chance of a mild to moderate blackout in the next 3 days. And also, the peak of the meteor shower we're in currently is going to be not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, August 12th. Before 9:15 in the morning, so that's something I have written down, and hopefully if anybody's out there writing this stuff down, they might be able to see a meteor shower, because I haven't seen one in quite a while. But, yeah, I haven't really been following anything in the sky lately, but the bands have been pretty good. I've made some good contacts across the country and a couple DX, so that's always fun. But let's see. That's one thing I need to learn. Let me let this drop real fast. Like a mild to moderate blackout, when you say a 40% chance. So let's say a moderate blackout happens. Is it just what kind of what I figure? Just a lot of static on the radio? Or is that a ham radio forecast? Or is it just a general space weather forecast that just can really affect anything?
This is KN4RJN. If you go to my my QRZ page, which let me get it back over here. No, I want to go back here. I didn't log out last time. There's a, at least I think there is. Let me find it here real quick. Meteor shower, space weather, stuff in space, light pollution, solar eclipse. Ah, here we go. The NOAA space weather scales. And it has geomagnetic storms, solar radius, and radio blackouts. And I1, a minor radio blackout, HF radio, weak or minor degradation of HF radio communications on the sunlit side of the Earth, occasional loss of radio contact. A moderate is limited blackout in HF radio communications on the sunlit side of the Earth, loss of radio contact for tens of minutes. R3 is strong. That's a wide area blackout of HF radio communications, loss of radio contact for about an hour on the sunlit side of the Earth. R4 is severe. It's HF radio communication blackout on most of the sunlit side of the Earth for 1 to 2 hours. HF radio contact loss during this time. And R5 is extreme. Complete HF radio blackout on the entire sunlit side of the Earth, lasting for a number of hours. The results in no HF radio contact with mariners or in-route aviators in this sector. So that's the scale. So an R1 to an R, you know, R1 is minor, R2 is moderate, you know, tens of minutes, that sort of thing. Anything higher than that, and it starts getting nippy. Does that answer your question, sir?
That does. I just I followed you along on that page on your QRZ page, and that's a really good chart there. That's one thing that's lacking in my toolkit is understanding of some of these terms and things like that. But yeah, I'll bookmark this page for sure. Very useful. So if there's anybody else out there in ham land, check out John's page, KN4RJN on QRZ, and click on NOAA Space Weather Scale. So, yeah, I'm looking at it now. Really cool. And, yeah, so, like, if I go to QRZ homepage, and then they have that little black box with all the stuff –
with all the current stats. And I just kind of look at the lower left where it says fair, good, poor. But on that upper left with all the technical stuff, I need to sit down for a few hours and try to get an idea of what all that stuff does. So, but thanks for that information. Let's see, the KN4RJN, this is KU4JKV. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. You can also, if you scroll down on my page, down towards the bottom, the last, second last one on the bottom is the GO satellite YIF. And if you look at that, you can see what the current satellite cloud cover weather picture looks like for our area. Most of North Carolina, well, a good portion of North Carolina and South Carolina are in clouds, as is Georgia. Virginia's about to get clouded in, and you can actually see some of the smoke plumes coming out of Canada. That's the light, wispy stuff that you see. And and the thing over in the Atlantic that is trying to turn into a hurricane out past the Bermudas. And it's kind of interesting to watch, and that repeats itself and updates itself periodically. So that's always kind of interesting to see what the weather's what's happening with the weather here on Earth. Back to you, sir.
RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yep, that's a really cool automated map there. I'm looking at it now. Very interesting. I was curious, the last thing. I don't know, excuse me, I don't know how much you're on social media, but a video clip has been going around about a tsunami. There's a guy walking his dog on a very high cliff top in Russia, and they show the tsunami coming in. And you're thinking, wow, he's way up there on this cliff. There's no way. He's clearly safe. But it comes in, and then in this gigantic cove, all this water is just smashing around just like in a bathtub, and the water goes all the way up and kind of breaches the top of this cliff and close to washing his dog out there. Have you seen that video?
This is KN4RJ. No, I haven't seen that particular one, though. I've seen a couple, but yeah, it's. I don't care how high you are. When a tsunami comes in, you don't want to be around. you want to get on the top of a mountain somewhere. The water is an incredibly, you know, heavy thing. You know, water weighs about 8 pounds a gallon. So you can imagine, you know, the thousands and millions of gallons of water that comes flying in on a tsunami. That's enough to, you know, it'll throw cars around. It'll snap trees off. It'll crush buildings. And you can imagine what it does to you and your dog. So, yeah. If you can see a tsunami, you're not safe. You need to get out of Dodge quick and get to the highest ground you can find. Back to you, sir.
Indeed. I'll try to post a link to that on my QRZ page. It's just a very cool thing. There is one tsunami video I remembered from that big one back over in like Thailand and over there, Indonesia, a decade or so ago. And then that was a pretty terrifying one. But this one just boggled the mind of the power. You just have to see it to believe it. But I'll try to get a link to that up. But anyway, thanks for that information. Anything else you got for us?
This is KN4RJ, and I lost my cursor there for a minute. I couldn't find it. Couldn't find the button. But anyway, no, sir, nothing else. I'll say 73s, and you have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Always good talking to you. So 73 to you. We'll break with KN4RJN. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Still taking check-ins, late check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV.
For JKV. And in the net, thanks for calling the net, Duncan. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JO. Coming easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And we would like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. and they're down there in Easley, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. Gary's one of our net controllers and also the master of ceremonies every Wednesday night for the SWAT net. So thanks for checking in and hope you are doing well this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
KI4DOS. Has Patrick, KO4HKX, checked in with you? All righty. He asked me. He's gone to the Thermal Belt Club meeting tonight and asked me if he would check him in via telephone relay. And while I've got the key down, check in N0TR via telephone relay. I forgot about those. I should have said that when I had the key down the first time, but oh well, you know how your mind goes sometimes.
Well, thanks for passing that information, and so we'll go ahead and recognize Patrick, KO4HKX, via relay. Patrick's QTH is Penrose, I believe, and then Tom in 0TR and Greer. And thanks again, Gary, for checking everybody in. That gets us up to 46. Let's see if we can get a few more. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Please check in Whiskey Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET, Matthew in Northern Pickens County, near Table Rock, and no traffic.
Before JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome Whiskey Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's Matthew in Northern Pickens County. That's a pretty cool call sign there, Matthew. Good to get you in the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
Bro, let's see if Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform, KQ4. ZYU in Piedmont can make it.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KQ4 ZYU. And let's see, up on the QRZ is Sheldon. Is that I got that name correct?
A for Allen, if you would please. I'm in Piedmont tonight. It'll show you I'm in Richburg, but I'm actually in Piedmont. Allen.
Allen, and so I got you down. I wrote down an A right there in Piedmont, South Carolina. And you may have said that at the end. It just happened so fast that my brain wasn't firing on all three cylinders. But thanks for checking in tonight and hope you're doing well in Piedmont, South Carolina. All right, we're at 48. Let's see, any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. If I missed anybody for check-ins or comments, if so, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, KN4RJN, is KI4DOS still on the air?
Can check. Are you still on the air? KI4DOS.
Yeah, KI4DOS. Yeah, I'm still here.
KI4DOS, this is KN4RJN. Could you give me a phone call, please, sir? I'll give you a number.
Copy there, John.
This is KN4RJN. 336-295-3063. Copy.
3-6-2-9-5-3-0-6-3.
Roger that. When you get a moment. KN4RJN clear.
If you're going to be up and available, I'll just go ahead and call you in just a moment.
JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And John, if you were listening, Gary said he'll call you here in just a moment, so be expecting that phone call. All right, let's see. The last call for check-ins, call KO4JKV. We did it, and that was a very good net. A lot of good check-ins tonight.
Tomorrow night, your net controller, I believe, is Mark, KQ4WHN. So check in with him tomorrow at 9, as we're here every night at 9 p.m. So we'd like it if you'd become regulars and check in every evening. And there's a lot to do. I try to. I can't always all the time. And so don't take it personal if I can't make it in. But let's see. But I will try. Let's see. Stand by for my net report. AO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.